I'm asking Patty to come up and talk about our internship and our state and national scholarship programs.
Okay, internship, state, and national scholarship program. We have an internship program which I'm quite baffled by. We seem to not get a lot of applicants. I don't understand this. People say that they want to get jobs. Well, how do you get jobs? You almost have to have a job to find a job. So we developed a program where you can apply to do an internship, which is basically funded by our affiliate. The application's online. It's very, very flexible. It doesn't have to be over summer. It doesn't. You can work out the details with the committee, and then you can either find your own placement or we'll help you find a placement. So please think about this when you're thinking about career development. Why not do an internship? There's some funding from us. What's an employer got to lose? One of the first women that did this worked in a vet's office. Her name is Michelle Wesley, and she ended up getting a job from this vet for at least a year after she did the internship through us. Sometimes it gets you the foot in the door. All right, so let's do state and national scholarships. We can do that together. We have the largest scholarship program for blind students anywhere in the world. On a national level, we give away 30 scholarships that range in amount from $3,000 to $12,000. On the state level, we have given anywhere from 3 scholarships to 6 scholarships, basically since I got one from National Federation of Blind of Illinois in 1986. The application for both are similar. You need an essay, you need letters of recommendation, you need a president's letter from whoever the state president is. Right now, that would be Denise. And you need to fill out the application. But what do you really get from this? Because I just talked about the money. That's not what you really get. What you really get if you get one of our scholarships is lifelong friends and a mentorship program that's invaluable. Please visit nfb.org/scholarships to take a look at the national process, and nfbofillinois.org, the scholarship tab, to take a look at the state scholarship process. Madam President, was that quick enough?
That was very quick, and if you could just briefly say a word about the bell. I know we did that at the breakfast, but may have a little different audience. So.
Oh, I'm so excited about bell this year. We had a problem this year with bell that we've never had. Amy contacted me, and she said, you know, we have 12 applicants, and I think at that point there were 8 of them with multiple disabilities, and we only have 2 teachers, which isn't going to work with this population if we're going on the trains and the buses and everything else. So we actually ended up hiring a third teacher who is here today. She's in kid camp, named Lauren. And we processed, we had 11 kids in the 2-week-long day program in Chicago. And we had, Amy can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was 8 in Springfield. Those programs are very different. But what we hear from the parents is meaningful. Isaac Rass' mother wrote a letter that I actually asked her for permission to publish in some of the things that we put out from our national office, because it explains why this program is so important. It really says to parents and kids what's possible and how to make the possible happen.